This is Bob Wynn with The View from Here. Well, the special session of the Oregon legislature ended with a big thud last week. As we all know, Republicans walked out of the session in protest over the proposed cap-and-trade bill, and they forced an end to the proceeding without a vote. The Democrats and the governor are pointing fingers at the Republicans and painting them as the bad actors in this whole drama. But I have a different take on that. First, this same cap-and-trade bill, supposedly addressing climate change, if you will, caused the same problem in the regular legislative session. What is it? Well, it's just what you would expect. It's a greeny, liberal idea that's popular with the Willamette Corridor and nowhere else. So the Republicans told good old Tina Kotek, the liberal Speaker of the House from Portland, that if she brought this foolish cap-and-trade bill up, they would walk out, just like they did in the regular session. So what did good old Tina do? Well, she brought up the cap-and-trade bill. And what did the Republicans do? Well, they walked out, just like they said they would. Go figure. So who's to blame for the wanton waste of our taxpayer dollars on this ridiculous special legislative session? Tina Kotek, the House Democrats, and our bumbling governor, that's who. You know, I thought the Republicans had a very valid point. They said, hey, let's refer the cap-and-trade bill to the voters and let them decide if they want it to be law in our state. Novel concept, isn't it? Let the voters decide. But the Democrats said, no way, we're going to pass this into law, and our dopey governor will then sign it. Why not refer it to the voters? Because it wouldn't pass. That simple. This is another classic case of a bunch of elected officials making laws and burdening all of us with their stupid decisions because they think they're smarter than all of us and can do whatever they think is best. Represent your constituents? No way. They're not smart enough to know what's good for them. We, the all-knowing, all-seeing, superior human beings as elected officials, will tell them what's good for them. That's really pathetic. So what does our illustrious governor do? Well, I'll take executive action to force this farce on the residents of Oregon. Once again, the duly authorized representatives of the people say no, and yet here comes Governor Dopey. Oh no, I know better than you, and therefore, I'll just force this down your throat whether you like it or not. That's really pathetic. Remember last year when they did the same thing? Oh, we're going to put a gross receipts tax on businesses in the state of Oregon. But don't you worry, it will only affect the massive corporations like Nike and will have no effect on anyone else. Oh, really? Why don't you go ask the local auto dealer or go down the street to the local furniture store or any number of small businesses throughout our community and ask them how it's affected them? The answer? They're going to have to pay up, regardless of whether they can afford it or not. It is just another lame tax from a bunch of liberal knotheads located up north in Salem. It doesn't matter that tax receipts in Oregon are at record levels. They simply can't live within their budget, and they just keep reaching into your pocket to finance this foolishness. Makes Idaho look pretty good, doesn't it? This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.